May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier.
Amen.
Many of you may know this already. We even talked about it the other night at Reflections at the Rectory. But at this time of year, round about 4:30 in the morning, bird song can be deafening, right? If you have your windows open, you can hear them start, one lone chirper at a time, and within minutes there is cacophony enough to wake up the soundest of sleepers. I wake this way regularly. Now, one might think I might shut the window, but no, most of the time I contemplate running outside with a pair of binoculars. But I pull the pillow over my head and try to go back to sleep. What I find particularly fascinating is what happens when you begin to learn the specific songs of specific birds. It starts to sound less like cacophony and more like a story. I can only recognize the songs of a few birds so far, but knowing even a few means that they stand out. I can hear certain birds start to call to each other across the water as they stake their territory or define their claim. I hope to keep learning more of the individual songs and who they belong to. It seems to me that it would make the hearing so much more rich. Hearing and identifying are an important part of our gospel message that we just listened to. The passage is from the 10th chapter of John, in which Jesus introduces himself as the Good Shepherd. All of our lessons for today point to this promise from God, that we are loved and cared for, that we are known and valued. The chapter is full of statements by Jesus about this image and about those who hear and know his voice. The Good Shepherd will lead his sheep. They will hear his voice. They will follow because they recognize his voice. Jesus says, I know them. They are mine. They know me. We are one flock, one shepherd who will lay down his life for his sheep. This is the promise. Jesus is in relationship with those who follow him. He stands fast in his great love for us. We are his people. If you get a chance to reread the opening collect for today, you will see that we prayed for blessing when we hear his voice, not if we hear his voice. The message of God is delivered in a language that we are built to receive. Jesus is the promise that we hear in Psalm 23. He will revive us. He will lead us. He will comfort and protect us. And we have the opportunity to live in relationship with him, with God, in love, forever. But there is a challenge, yes? We don't always feel like that's true. I assume I'm not alone when I acknowledge that there are too many times when I worry and I'm afraid, when I question and doubt. He knows that we have questions, that we're unsure, that we fret, that we grieve, that we can be quickly lost. But the promises still stand. Doubt and questioning are normal parts of our lives as humans and persons of faith. But you have heard his voice. Your heart has recognized his call, and you can't unrecognize it. Jesus does not reject us when we say, are you really the Messiah? Jesus doesn't cast us aside when we weep or mourn. Jesus will continue to call us back into his fold, back into his loving arms. The relationship is there. We can always turn towards it. We can all always follow as he guides us onto the right pathway. But the most blessed part of this relationship is that it does not go away. Whether we are in a moment of paying attention or not, it is always there for us to return to when we're ready to wake up. Like the vastness of the birdsong, whether or not I recognize any of them, they are still singing. They will still sing and call to each other and are available when my ears become tuned. We choose to keep showing up, to keep listening for the voice of the Good Shepherd. See, you are here. You came on this glorious, though rainy morning. You heard the promise of the real and remembered and responded. We can always return and remember. Our lives are not always easy, and it does not always feel like we are living in green pastures or beside still waters. But God's unmerited grace and forgiveness calls to us. And having recognized the voice of our shepherd, we have the opportunity to respond. When I listen to those bird songs and I can't distinguish one from the other, I long for a guide. I think there may be an app for that. I know that if someone could help me listen for a certain something, that maybe the identification process would be easier. But sometimes I think it's like that in our desire to distinguish the voice of God. Some may hear a real voice. Some may feel a nudge, a gentle answer, an intuition or sense of peace. In prayer and in communion, we can test those personal intuitions to see if they are true to the Spirit of God. The mystery is deep, and sometimes we have a little trouble with our hearing. This week, I came across the following words from Pastor Michael Renninger. They're a bit like an identification app. Perhaps you too will appreciate them. He says this: if the voice you hear encourages you to trust, then it's probably the Lord. If the voice you hear leads you to cynicism, then it's an imposter. If the voice you hear calls you to be generous and self-transcending, then it's from the Lord. If the voice calls you to selfishness, self-centeredness, it's an imposter. If the voice you hear calls you to be faithful, to be true to your word, to keep your promises, it's from the Lord. If the voice invites you to break your promises and lie, it's probably an imposter. If you hear an invitation to spend more of your life focused on others, to measure your success by the difference you make in someone else's life, it's probably the Lord. If the voice you hear calls you to be a peacemaker, a justice doer, a hope giver, it's from the Lord. If you hear encouragement to treasure life, to set aside angers, to forgive and to forgive some more, it's from the Lord. If the voice you hear tells you that you are deeply loved by an eternal God, if the voice you hear tells you that you have dignity that no one can take away from you, if you hear a reminder that Jesus loved you so much that he was willing to die for you, then that voice is from the Lord. But if the voice tells you that you are not worth it, that there is no hope, that is a lie from a liar. And so, my friends, keep listening. Remember always that you are loved and cherished. The voice you recognize is that of the Good Shepherd who knows you, and surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Amen.